ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Papua New Guinea's treasurer is preparing to hand down what will be his first budget this week, and a new loan from Australia will be among the tools at his disposal to help him try and balance the books and deal with the country's looming debts, which stand at just under $12 million or 27 billion kina. Now, this $440 million loan's been relatively well received in PNG. It was announced just at the weekend. We'll hear soon analysis from the economist Paul Barker in Port Moresby. But first, just the background. PNG had, of course, been seeking urgent support for it to prop up its budget, and had been courting both Australia and China in recent months for both new loans and also grants. Finally, on the weekend, the Australian government very quietly announced that it would be giving PNG these funds to be used at the PNG government's discretion, so helping it to cover day-to-day expenses and also pursue economic reforms. It's something that Australia has actually not permitted in nearly two decades, largely because of PNG's history of corruption. Australia's Treasurer Matthias Cormann said earlier this week, though, that the government is just helping out a friend and neighbour.
We have a long-standing relationship with Papua New Guinea. It's in our national interest for Papua New Guinea to have a stable fiscal system and fiscal outlook. We've been engaged with Papua New Guinea in relation to this matters for some time. They put a particular request to us in the context of an economic reform agenda being pursued by the Marape government. And we are pleased that we're able to help a friend and neighbour in a way that is not going to impose costs on Australian taxpayers.
Well, Paul Barker is the Executive Director of the Institute of National Affairs in PNG. He was once an economic advisor to various PNG prime ministers for many years. Now, he says it appears this Australian loan is a fair deal.
This is a bit of a different sort of loan, and this is what the government is needing. It's a very concessional, low-interest loan from the Australian government to meet budgetary needs that the government has, the budget shortfall. So that is very much what the government needs. It's very valuable. And as the interest rate appears to be below the actual inflation rate, it's very concessional. And to some extent, a portion of it could be described as grant when it is lower than the inflation rate.
Paul Barker says that Australia will still want to be ensured, of course, that the money is used properly, given the many questions and allegations of corruption that are levelled at various levels of governments in PNG. Just last week, the head of PNG's education department was charged by anti-corruption police for misappropriating more than 4 million kina of the department's money and also abuse of office. So while an inquiry this week into PNG's medical procurement system has heard one official admit that he paid a bribe of more than 100,000 kina to a senior health department staff member back in 2014.
20,000, 30,000.
Did you pay?
I paid.
You paid?
Yes.
How did you pay?
Delivering to the locations he wanted me to deliver.
Where were these particular locations?
In the office. And some at the department stores.
Well, here's Paul Barker from the Institute of National Affairs on this subject.
Certainly, and I would say that, in any structural adjustment sort of support type measures coming from Australia and other partners, maybe possibly the IMF in the future, but sort of the World Bank at ADB and others, certainly they, but also the government should be very eager to be improving governance and fiscal responsibility. So that obviously entails improving the tax collection and so on, but also in the management of on the revenue side, but also on the expenditure side, to make sure that the public funds are actually going where they are allotted in the budget and for genuine priorities and for improved accountability, because we do get very extensive reports from different areas of activity where funds earmarked quite clearly are not getting converted into actually classrooms and health facilities and other facilities on the ground, but appear to be being siphoned off in different directions. So yeah, enhanced accountability, and that requires strengthening of the integrated financial management system that the Treasury and Finance Department run, and of other mechanisms right through to improved oversight by Parliament, really getting the Budget Committee, but also the Auditor General and the Public Accounts Committee functioning effectively and really overseeing how public money is being spent.
Now, as mentioned earlier, PNG had been courting both Australia and also China for new loans and grants. Now, Australia's Treasurer Matthias Cormann earlier this week denied that the Australian arrangement was designed to ensure that PNG didn't accept a loan from China. Instead, he said that it was completely unrelated. And Paul Barker says that actually it is still possible for PNG to secure a Chinese loan.
That Chinese loan was being arranged, but I don't think it was ever sort of concluded the arrangements. And as I say, it was really coming from the Development Bank, really was for project activities rather than specifically budget purposes. It's, you know, the government can still proceed with borrowing from the China Development Bank if it has some projects that it does need, and if the China Development Bank are lending on acceptable conditions, and if the, you know, if circumstances are right. So it's not sort of saying, well, don't have it, but from the point of view of what the government needs now, which is the budget assistance to achieve the 2019 budget, well, it's this financing from Australia that's really what is required. And into 2020, I would have to say that, you know, the government expenditure really is not going to be going down.